Hello and rise up. I'm Coy Wire with your daily 10 minutes of news from around the world right here on CNN 10. Happy Friday Eve. Random thought Thursday for you. What does the T in T-shirt stand for? I do not know the answer to this one. Let a brother know. All right, your 10 minutes of news starts now. We start with a pair of tangential stories having a big impact on a bunch of back-to-schoolers. In Philadelphia, major cuts to the city's mass transit system are making commutes more difficult for students who rely on public transportation to get to school. The city's transit authority, known as SEPTA, has been forced to cut more than 20% of its bus and rail routes due to budget shortfalls. And the effects took place just one day before the city's largest school district went back to school. Our affiliate there says this has left more than 50,000 students who rely on the service dealing with larger crowds, longer waits, and fewer options. As pressure grows on the state lawmakers there to reach a solution, it appears the situation could get even worse. Even more cuts and higher fares are set to take effect next week. And in Iowa, a years-long teacher shortage is continuing to put the strain on educators as the Hawkeye State goes back to school. The Iowa Department of Education says more than 660 full-time teaching positions remain unfilled, and teachers are feeling the impact.
It's obviously really difficult to have a shortage because that just means that teachers who are already working really hard and trying to do everything they can for their students have to fill in those gaps.
The Iowa Department of Education says special education, science, English language arts, and mathematics are the subjects with the most vacancies. They also say the shortage has actually improved in recent years, down from more than 900 2 years ago. But educators worry this shortage could have an impact on the next generation of teachers.
Even students who might have a passion to be a teacher are often being discouraged from teaching, and they go into other professions. And even some that are actually going into teaching decide, I'm going to go elsewhere where teachers are more supported than they are in Iowa.
The state, for their part, says teachers recently received an historic pay raise as part of a nearly $100 million investment in K-12 education. And Iowa is hardly alone with this struggle. According to the Learning Policy Institute, one in every eight positions across the country were unfilled as of July 2025. Let's put on our critical thinking hats for a quick CNN 10 think tank. What do you think is one of the biggest reasons some states are struggling to hire or keep teachers? Unmanageable workloads, lack of freedom creating lesson plans, insufficient resources for their classroom? Or if other, what do you think it might be and why? Press pause, discuss with your friends and fam, and see what you come up with. Our next story is space news, and it reminds me of our quote of the day from arguably the greatest NBA player of all time, Michael Jordan, who once said, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. After three straight test flights that failed to get the Starship spacecraft to a safe landing, SpaceX appears to have finally figured out how to get this version of the vehicle back through the Earth's atmosphere intact and without losing contact. The company says they overcame every major obstacle in this 10th test flight of various spacecrafts, and that the two reusable parts splashed down on opposite sides of the world. They were able to successfully deploy dummy satellites as well, and even relight a booster in orbit. This new scaled-up version of the spacecraft is the most powerful rocket ever constructed, and could one day take humans to Mars. Previous attempts had either blown up in mere minutes into the flight, or spun out of control. If at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and fly again. Pop quiz hotshot, Salvatore Mundi by Leonardo da Vinci is the most expensive piece of art ever sold. How much did it go for? $24 million, $98 million, $220 million, or $450 million? Purchased in 2005 for less than $10,000, damaged and overpainted, it sold in 2017 for $450.3 million at auction after a meticulous 6-year restoration. This next story is a big dolly. deal. A graduate student at MIT has developed a new process to restore heavily damaged oil paintings using AI. A brushstroke of genius, if you will. The modern day Da Vinci says the process could restore damaged paintings faster and more easily than traditional methods. I'm calloing it now. I think you're Van Goghing to love this story. Take a look.
The way we begin the process of constructing the mask is we scan the painting in very high resolution to construct a virtually reconstructed version of the painting. Once that restored version, that image exists, we find the different areas in the painting that need to be inpainted based on what humans perceive as the major damages. So that means that of the hundreds of thousands of damages in the painting in the study, only a few percent of them are actually inpainted, because they're the most visible ones to us humans. That mask is then made on a very thin membrane that's placed over the painting, and that restores the damages on it. The transparent parts of these membranes is only 30 microns thick, and that's thinner than a human hair. You can see the regions that survived underneath it, and it is a very easily reversible bond. But really the intention was overall to try and get more damaged paintings out from storage and into public view, because there are many paintings that are damaged that I would love to see, and it's a real shame that there just aren't the resources necessary to restore them for us as viewers to go enjoy them.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. Twin brothers choosing to be Marines because they were rescued by a military man 20 years ago. Tomorrow the nation marks 20 years since Hurricane Katrina made landfall in New Orleans. It was the deadliest hurricane in recent U.S. history, but Jamari and Amari, babies on the verge of starving during that time, were scooped up by Lieutenant General Russell Honoré. CNN's Stephanie Elam has more.
From hurricane evacuees,
congratulations, class of 2024,
to high school graduates. For twins Jamari and Amari Reynolds, this moment last year seemed improbable at the beginning of their lives.
Right now, Hurricane Katrina looks like...
In 2005, when Hurricane Katrina ravaged New Orleans, survivors fought challenging circumstances to stay alive.
We hadn't eaten in maybe 6 days.
Alexandria Wheeler, knowing she needed to find help for her 6.5-month-old sons, waded through the water. When the trio finally made it to the convention center turned makeshift shelter in the muggy heat, they were starving and dehydrated, the infants nearly limp. That's when Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, the decorated commander who led the military response to Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, came to their aid.
Folks in Washington, they were looking at calendars and we were looking at a clock.
It was a moment CNN caught on camera.
He was like God's angel. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here today.
For years, Wheeler says she tried to get in contact with Honoré to thank him for his kindness. But it would take another storm, Hurricane Harvey, threatening their new home in Houston in 2017, to bring them together again.
Stand there, some who dat boys over here. Who dat?
Wheeler sent Honoré a message on social media, and he responded.
We don't even have words to put into our mouths to thank you enough or to repay back for what you did.
Nearly 20 years after their life-altering encounter, Honoré celebrated the young men on their graduation day.
Well, we affectionately referred to you as the Katrina twins because the world got to meet you that day.
Jamari and Amari, after a lifetime made possible in part by the man in uniform, chose to honor Honoré, each in his own way. Amari joined the Marine Corps and is currently deployed overseas.
Hoorah!
I chose to be in the Marines because I watched over the video and I kept watching, and it inspired me to want to help people a lot more.
You gotta learn how to say that word, hoorah.
Turns out Jamari will have to learn the lingo too. After about a year and a half of studying automotive engineering, he's also enlisting in the Marines and will head to boot camp later this year.
I would like to thank you so much for your bravery and your help that I was able to survive.
How do you feel hearing that these two young men are pursuing these careers that have been inspired in part by you?
I feel so gratified. I mean, there's no greater service than the service to others.
Now coming up tomorrow, we have a CNN 10 special, 20 years after Katrina. We'll discuss the what, whys, and hows of what happened, and how some of the people of New Orleans have come back stronger than ever. We have Dr. Sanjay Gupta, our meteorologist, Ali Chinchar, joining us for the CNN 10-minute special. All right, family, time for some Thursday shout-outs. This one goes to our friends at ACT, at Olin Terry Academy in Lewis Center, Ohio. Thank you for the dog treats. Now, I do not have a dog, but Nader does. Nader, tell Chewbacca Koi Boy has snacks. Chewy. And this shout-out goes to Miss Clemente at Kenny Gwynn Middle School in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's go. Thank you for watching, everyone. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. I'm Koi Wire, and we are CNN 10.